Right, next month, the book is called The Midnight Library. It's a novel written by Matt Haig, and he's probably, well, best known, I think, for his non-fiction writing, because he's a mental health ambassador and he writes often about coping with depression. But he's written a number of novels and also children's books, and this book has been at the top of the bestseller charts for some time, both as hardback and recently as paperback. It's recently come out. And it's called, as I say, The Midnight Library. And I suppose it's a little bit similar that to our last book in that it's also about choices that we make in life. But this time it's about a character called Nora. Life isn't good. And on the stroke of midnight on her last day on Earth, she finds herself transported to a library. But it's no ordinary library. Here she's given the chance to undo the things she regrets and to try out the other lives she might have lived. Dot dot dot. So there we go.
I'm ahead of you for once in this because it was, I'm sure, I sometimes listen to audiobooks, especially in the middle of the night if I can't sleep. And I'm pretty certain it isn't on BBC Sounds now. I had a look a little while ago, but I'm pretty certain I heard this on BBC Sounds on the BBC. So I'm ahead of you. It's a book for once in my life, Catherine. It's a book that I have heard, if nothing else. And I loved it. It's a great book. It's a really good book to
Oh,
read.
excellent.
And there is
Well, that's it.
another with a message, sort of message, I think, at the end as well.
Yes, and I haven't read it yet, as you say, but I've been so eager to do so because so many people have recommended it to me. So I'm really looking forward to reading it.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next month and find out what you think, okay?